Hello?
Yes, hello, Robert. My name is Dermot. I'm calling from Opinion Research for the public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for any donation. Yep. 5 minutes of your time?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. So I'll continue in English, obviously. And you are Robert Hurd?
Yes.
Thank you. And you do currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
I do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you think...
No.
No. Wrong track.
Yeah. Okay. Wrong track.
Okay. I will now ask you for some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain.
I live in Levine.
Okay. Now, just a moment... All right, so may I please have your zip code?
85041.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
None of your business.
This is just to make sure that you are over 18, even though you do sound over 18.
I'm well over 18.
Okay, I'll just put in a year. Thank you. Just a moment. Based on your voice, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. All right, so let me get off these questions. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just, fair, good?
Going downhill.
So poor?
No, it's just going downhill. It's just that they're allowing indigents to sleep on the street corners, and they got homeless here and there, and they got... wetbacks that are coming across the border,
okay,
wandering around the streets.
Gotcha. So thank you for that. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 through 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, the first one is more parks and recreational opportunities. 1 through 5?
1. 1.
More dining and entertainment options?
3.
More good paying jobs? 1 number?
I don't know what they're considering a good paying job anymore. $17 an hour for flipping hamburgers is a good paying job.
Yeah. That's true.
But they've got the people that say $17 an hour is not a living. Or
you must live in an expensive area. I don't know.
So my answer to that would be a 0.
Okay, so you also had the option of just saying don't know if you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, better street and road maintenance?
That's actually pretty good.
So
give it around a 3.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
I don't know, simply because I don't know what they're looking to put in.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
Oh, right now that's a 0 or a 1.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
No. No, 0. No.
Okay.
If you can't afford it, don't live here.
Right, makes sense. Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but
retired?
Thank you. Alrighty. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
There are no trades around here to work in, other than the grocery stores or something like that, retail. There are no mechanical, there's no...
So the answer would be there's too few businesses.
There'd be too few trade jobs.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Also too few?
That's always too many.
Oh, too many, okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, please tell me no or yes, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Now, the first one is dollar stores and discount chains.
No.
No. Okay.
Zero.
So the answer is just yes or no on these ones. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Okay. Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Just yes.
Okay.
In the middle, yes.
Thank you. Now, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Well, Target's the only one we don't have.
Okay, so then the answer would be yes strongly? Or
be yes. Yes.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes, we need some more.
And the last one on this one is grocery stores and supermarkets.
No, we got enough of them.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. We're 57% complete, so we're almost done. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Oh, well, we need Harkins. We need Costco. We need a Target.
Okay.
Sam's.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah, we restaurants.
Restaurants, okay.
Yeah, because we only got one, two, out of the chains, we've got two or three of the restaurants that are chain restaurants. That's it.
Well, not that many options, definitely. Okay, thank you. I wrote all that down. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Now, is housing availability not a problem?
Yeah, the houses are here.
Right, so basically, is housing available?
But we don't need apartment buildings, and we don't need condos.
Okay, so for these next ones, I'm going to read to you. Please tell me if this is not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem. So housing availability, not a problem at all? Fairly
no, it's
big
not
problem?
A problem, no.
Okay.
No.
So not a problem at all, okay. Now, the next one is, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not
I have no idea.
So, no, don't know, okay.
I don't know, because I don't know how much they're getting to rent houses here.
Perfect.
Or what the base price is.
That's true. Okay, thank you. So, still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housings. For each of these, please tell me also no or yes. And if you would like,
okay.
You know, to see. Now the first one is single family detached homes.
Yeah, so there's plenty of them being built right now.
Okay, so a yes strongly or a yes somewhat?
Yeah, just yes.
Okay. Now multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No, we don't need none. Zero.
Housing options for seniors?
Nah, that would be nice.
Okay, so yes somewhat?
Let's have a yes, sir. Yeah, strong. Moderate, okay. Strong, yeah.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is townhouses or attached homes.
No, we don't need none of them.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. We're at 73%. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Since 1964.
So more than 20 years. Thank you. And
more than 50 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, or
yes.
Home? Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these ones, please tell me whether you oppose or you're in favor of each of these. So the first one will be changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing.
No. I'm against that.
You're strongly opposed then?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I'm against that, too.
Strongly?
Very strongly.
Thank you. Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
No, they need to stay built. They need to get stores back in there.
So then you're in somewhat...
I'm against putting housing in there. They need to get the stores back up and running.
Oh, okay. So then this would be strongly opposed then. Because it says repurpose. Yeah. So now the next one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No, I'm opposed against that too.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
No.
You said only restaurants and stores. Got it. Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. No.
No, I'm against that too.
Okay, and the last one on this is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhomes, and
apartments.
Got it, Coach. Alrighty, so the next topic is finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you graduated or you completed? High school, so non-college?
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
No, it's not really that important either.
No, you're right. Now, what is your annual household income? Is it less than 25? 25 to 50?
That is nobody's business but ours.
Okay, dokie. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. So thank you so much for your time and your participation on this survey. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Sure.
Bye-bye.